Welcome, everyone. Thank you for listening to this short but impactful podcast, I believe, on one of the most important aspects of well-being and performance, which is really looking at effective exercise routines and movement intervals for a longer, more productive, happier and healthier life, we could call it. And when we looked at the session that we went through, looking at, in particular, time-efficient exercise sessions that are scientifically based and targeted optimizing your longevity via heart, lung, and brain health. Now, this is a cardiovascular aspect, which I believe is really important for all the busy people that we are. And in particular, the fact that these sessions that I'll be discussing and talking about as a component of this podcast is that they're less than, 20 minutes, including warm-ups, which is pretty awesome. And then also I want to just discuss looking at movement levels during our waking hours, because we are all sitting way too much, I believe. And I want to share with you the consequences of that again, just to remind you of why we need to do more movement and minimize the consequences of what happens when we don't. Now, in terms of exercise and movement, we all know that it's a powerful part, but I just wanted to remind you again that every topic we go through, we always link the mental and the physical, and in this case, emotional too, because they're all interlinked, and exercise and movement, I know that you know this, is a huge part of obviously how you physically do things and feel, but going into the feeling things, it's about boosting and regulating your emotional and mental health. And when it comes to the things that I'll be sharing with you, they are so important because they create such stability in how we feel. Exercise, movement. And we understood last session that emotions are meant to be neat in the sense that they're normal, expect them, accept when they happen, but then tidy them up. And when it comes to exercise, tidying up how you feel is one of the best antidotes to removing that sense of, I just feel stuck, or I just feel, blah, whatever. When you do exercise, you're mopping up the chemistry so that you don't allow that chemical or the chemistry of the emotion that you're experiencing to hang around for too long. And you're removing or resolving the emotional charge partly with shifting that chemistry and those hormones. So in addition to boosting the good stuff, that's the beauty of why exercise can be so powerful. And in some cases, it's better than any antidepressant drug from an emotional perspective, because it has such a quick and powerful effect on the brain and how it operates and the way that we can use it. When we do exercise, I don't know about you, but I've always felt so much clearer and calmer afterwards. And it helps us climb out of those low states too. If we're feeling a bit flat, we go for a run or a bike ride or whatever and come back and go, I feel great. Energy's back up. Now, in relation to research, the University of Bristol in England, this is about 13 years ago now, did some studying around sitting too much, and so not exercising, not moving enough. And the study was done with 9,000 people. It was middle-aged women. I'm not sure why, but it was middle-aged women, which determined that those who sat for more than 4 hours a day were 47% more likely to suffer from depression than those who sat for 4 hours or fewer. And I mean, that blows my mind. It's such a, in most of our lives, it's easy to sit for that amount of time. But look at the downside, 47% more likely to suffer from depression. So if we can exercise more, move more, we're going to be more productive. It's obvious, but we've got to see if we can do it more, especially on those non-exercise days. Now, if we can just talk about movement just for a moment, there's a scary number floating around from a professor in Melbourne called David Dunstan, and he is the head of physical activity in regards to diabetes, in particular Diabetes Institute, and he's discovered that many Australians are sitting longer than they're sleeping. They're sitting for longer than 18 hours a day, and he believes that there's an increased risk of early death by 15%, which works out to be about 7 years less than you should live when you don't move often throughout the day, which is incredible. And most people, he's